Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, designed to remove you from the status quo of everyday life and propel you, challenge you, move you from glory to glory higher in Christ. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. Our topic for today is always agree. Always agree. This is going to be some good word for you. And we're in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in 323-870-4180 is the number. Again, that's 323-870-4180. 4180, and I welcome everyone tuned in live right now. But if you can't call in at 7 a.m., you can still make sure you don't miss the fire. You can go to my ministry website anytime after 8 a.m., and you'll be able to hear the recording. My ministry website is feelthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. What is it? FeeldFire.com. But the best way to ensure you don't miss the fire is to follow the Daily Fire podcast by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. DF to phone number 33222. And that way the recording will be texted to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time. Just open the text, click the link. It'll take you straight through to the teaching, and you're ready, right, to be propelled to a higher level in Christ. All of that information, if you couldn't write it down, is on my website, feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, reading from the KJV. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Listen to it again. For all glory, the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Praise the Lord. Come on and give God praise for his word. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Always agree. In my professional life as an attorney, I'm having to have interactions with a colleague, and this is not an opponent, this is not an opposing counsel, but someone who is very necessary for some of the work that I do and who has just awesome insight, excuse me, and does, you know, some consulting as we work on some of the cases together. And what happens is that this person is awesome to work with as long as you are in agreement with the person. But the minute that you have to challenge something or question something, the person flies off the handle. It makes it very difficult to proceed. Do any of you know anybody like that? Doesn't even have to be professionally. Do you have any friends or family members like that? As long as all is going well, you know, then you have smooth sailing. But God forbid you have a difference of opinion and the whole tsunami comes. And so I began to talk with the Lord about this because, you know, I need to have this interaction. And the interaction is of benefit. But because of the toxicity and negativity of the disagreement and the unexpected tsunami that comes because the disagreement could be on something that appears to be minor, or it could be on something that's, you know, heavy in weight. The problem being that you never know what's going to set the tsunami, the wave, into effect for the tsunami to come. And so I began to talk with the Lord about this. Obviously, I can't change the person because only God can change the nature or, you know, someone's heart or character. And the older a person is, the harder it becomes. You know that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And that's true, I can't, but God can. Glory. Because God is always capable of changing a person's heart and nature. So when I sought God, it wasn't for God to change that person's nature, even though I did pray about that. But in really seeking God, what I asked for was a way to help me to deal with the person because interaction is necessary. So I needed God to give me a divine revelation of a divine methodology to incorporate into a divine strategy to bring about divinely the desired results. And what God said to me was always agree. I didn't like that answer, I'm going to tell you, because, you know, by nature, I am a type A personality, even though through the years I've been able to tone it down because I used to be off the chain type A. But I understood, you know, after my divorce, that wasn't the way God desired me to be as a woman of God. You know, being type A is great for my career, but it's horrible for a marriage or relationship because you only know how to be independent, but you don't know how to be interdependent. Because it becomes necessary that you win every battle, every war, every conversation, make an argument out of things that were just discussion, you know, prove your point out of something where you shouldn't really prove your point because they are opinions, not facts. And now, God, you're saying to me to always agree? Wow. And so what he began to show me is that always agree doesn't mean that you ultimately must end in agreement. Because sometimes you won't come to a mutual consensus, but you will even still be able to agree to disagree if you first start off by always agreeing. Because you see, starting off by always agreeing diffuses the anger. It prevents the wave from rising, which will eventually form into the tsunami. It allows you to understand that there is another perception. There's a different perspective. There's more than one way to skin a cat than only your way of thinking. So you always agree first. Yes, I hear what you're saying. I can see that. Can I let you know how I feel about it? You see, always agree. Oh, yes, I didn't even think about it that way. I'm going to have to take that into consideration, and I'll get back with you. Always agree. Well, I'm hearing you, and I'm listening to me, I don't know if we will come to a consensus, but I definitely can understand your part as well. May we just agree to disagree? Always agree. I don't like what's going on here. And I know we're both two intelligent people. And we're not going to let Satan ruin the relationship that we have. So I'll step back and think about what you said. Always agree. You see, God desires to answer your prayers because as we read in 2 Corinthians 1:20, all of his promises are yes and amen. And so if you will just learn to always agree, then God can do the rest. Even when God speaks it to you and it seems impossible, always agree. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I don't see, but yes, Lord. I don't know how, but yes, Lord. I do not understand it, but yes, Lord. God said, do something crazy. Yes, Lord. God tells you, do the impossible. Yes, Lord. God tells you he's going to make a way. Yes, Lord. God tells you he's going to save and deliver your family. Yes, Lord. He is going to open a way for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I agree. Whatever you're telling me, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree because the promises in you are yes and amen. In other words, it's already done. It's already fulfilled. So be it. God is just waiting on you to agree. Always agree. Now, our time is almost run on Daily Fire. We don't have but 15 minutes. So I'm just going to tell you, I was actually sharing this revelation with a friend of mine who is newly remarried. They've been remarried just a few years. And she also is a type A like me. And she was sharing with me that she gets so mad because her husband won't fuss with her when she doesn't agree about something. And she actually was my mentor when I was a nurse before I became an attorney, and she trained me just like her. And so she says, you know, I'll try to tell him something, and I want to fuss, and he won't fuss with me. And I laughed. I said, he must be a type B. And she said, yes. And so I said to her, let me share with you what God gave to me. Always agree. Why do you want him to fuss with you? Because that's your nature. But that's not a successful nature for marriage, right? And it's not a successful nature for what God has for you. So she said, I'm going to try that. I said, even if you ultimately need to show him a different way, start off with yes, baby. I see what you're saying. Oh, yes, baby, I'm going to think about that. Yes, baby, I love how intelligent you are. You know, whatever it is, start off with agreement and then take it from there, non-argumentatively, to a place of where you can have discussion. Diffuse the tsunami. Always agree. Isn't that powerful? We got to go into prayer. I'm incorporating this into everything. I'm not there yet because I haven't made it. But I agree that I will. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Father, we praise you today. We honor you. We say this is the day that our Lord has made. We shall rejoice. We will rejoice. We are glad in it. We are honoring you. We are thanking you. Our souls magnify you. You are a king. You are a savior. What can we do but praise your name? Now, Lord, I come praying for everyone listening to Daily Fire that you help us, Lord, to seek to be agreeable, to seek to agree so that even if we must move from agreement to disagreement, we kill the issue, we attack the issue, but we do not kill the soul. We do not destroy the relationship. We don't end up saying words that we can never take back to those we love. Help us to learn to seek to find the agreement, seek to find the common ground, seek to find the peace, seek to find the joy, seek to find where we can uplift someone, change lives, impact souls. Help us to learn. We're not always right. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Our way is not the only way. Our version of the truth is not always the truth.
our facts are not always the only facts in the context of the picture. Help us, Lord, to understand, to agree. And even with you, to just say, yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. Yes, Lord, I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree. And it's done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Everybody say, I agree. Say, yes, Lord, I agree today. Say it again. I'm going to do the altar call, and then we will end with your task for today. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're going to church, you're going to Bible study. Remember, I am starting a Thursday night Bible study this month where you'll be able to call in. And the difference is that I will be able to take your questions and prayer requests live on air. It's only going to be 30 minutes. I'll give you more information about that in the coming weeks. Also, remember, don't miss the fire. This is your daily devotional time with the Lord. So call in live at 7 a.m. But if you cannot call in live, make sure you go to my website after 8 a.m., fieldthefire.com, to hear it or follow. So the fire is text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. All right, our topic for today is always agree. Your task for today, and this is with everyone you encounter, whether family, job, friends, whom, even enemies, is to always agree first. I want you to learn how to peaceably be able to assert your opinion, even if it's a different opinion. Don't lose your marriages, your good friends, your jobs, because you don't know how to control your tongue. Always agree first. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me at fieldthefire.com.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.